This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, you've written in your book, Life as a Vapor, that your guess is that anger is a worse enemy than lust. What makes you believe that?
Because over time, for example, in a marriage, lust can raise its head like a dragon on your shoulder, as C.S. Lewis showed it, and do sudden and immediate hurt. But anger can seethe day after day, week after week, year after year, and come out in so many oblique ways of demeaning and of neglect and of lack of attention that I think it can undermine a relationship more subtly and more long-term damagingly than this dragon can. Most men and women understand, I think, the battles that rage in the male mind and heart with regard to lust, but I don't think most couples do understand the way anger works and how relentless disappointment in a marriage or in a friendship or in a job causes a kind of low-grade anger that produces a death to all the positive emotions that make relations worth living. So if we can't get a grip on or a relief from and a solution to the anger issue, it will probably undermine relationships, especially marriages, more deeply and more long-term than lust does.
And so, since it is such a problem, how is it that we root it out?
I think the key to rooting out anger is probably, ironically, discovering the exceeding sinfulness of our sin, owning it, being broken by it, and then tasting as never before the sweetness of the cross of Christ and the blood of Christ and the forgiveness of Christ. Because once you taste the sweetness of forgiveness, knowing the magnitude of your own sin, two things happen. One, a future is opened to you because Christ forgives all your sins and takes away the condemnation that should justly come to us. And secondly, you realize that whoever's making you mad hasn't done anything towards you of the magnitude anywhere closely approximating what you've done to God. And nevertheless, God has treated you with mercy, broken your heart, and now in your brokenhearted hopefulness about the future, you just can't get mad as easily. You can't hold a grudge against a person for the way they've treated you if, in fact, you've really tasted how big your faults are against God and how great the forgiveness is and how huge the price was in the cross. So I think the solution lies right at the center of the Christian faith, namely Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, taking away all our sins. But you won't ever taste that as anger-relieving sweetness until you know how great your own sins are.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.